Come morning, McMurphy is up before I am. The first time anybody been up before me since Uncle Jules the Wall Walker was here. Jules was a shrewd old white-haired Negro with a theory the world was being tipped over on its side during the night by the black boys. He used to slip out in the early mornings, aiming to catch them tipping it. Like Jules, I'm up early in the mornings to watch what machinery they're sneaking onto the ward or installing in the shaving room, and usually it's just me and the black boys in the hall for 15 minutes before the next patient is out of bed. But this morning I hear McMurphy out there in the latrine as I come out of the covers. Hear him singing. Singing so you'd think he didn't have a worry in the world. His voice is clear and strong, slapping up against the cement and steel. "Your horses are hungry, that's what she did say." He's enjoying the way the sound rings in the latrine. "Come sit down beside me and feed them some hay." He gets a breath and his voice jumps a key, gaining pitch and power till it's joggling the wiring in all the walls. "My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay, hay." He holds the note and plays with it, then swoops down with the rest of the verse to finish it off. "So, fare thee well, darling, I'm gone on my way." Singing. Everybody's thunderstruck. They haven't heard such a thing in years, not on this ward. Most of the acutes in the dorm are up on their elbows, blinking and listening. They look at one another and raise their eyebrows. How come the black boys haven't hushed him up out there? They never let anybody raise that much racket before, did they? How come they treat this new guy different? He's a man made out of skin and bone that's due to get weak and pale and die just like the rest of us. He lives under the same laws, gotta eat, bumps up against the same troubles. These things make him just as vulnerable to the combine as anybody else, don't they? But the new guy is different, and the acutes can see it. Different from anybody been coming on this ward for the past 10 years. Different from anybody they ever met outside. He's just as vulnerable, maybe, but the combine didn't get him. "My wagons are loaded," he sings. "My whip's in my hand." How'd he manage to slip the collar? Maybe, like old Pete, the combine missed getting to him soon enough with controls. Maybe he growed up so wild all over the country, batting around from one place to another, never around one town longer than a few months when he was a kid, so a school never got much a hold on him. Logging, gambling, running carnival wheels, traveling light-footed and fast, keeping on the move so much that the combine never had a chance to get anything installed. Maybe that's it. He never gave the combine a chance, just like he never gave the black boy a chance to get to him with the thermometer yesterday morning, because a moving target is hard to hit. No wife wanting new linoleum, no relatives pulling at him with watery old eyes, no one to care about, which is what makes him free enough to be a good con man.